Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit's Rumblings, podcast 441. This time I am super sick, and I don't really have anything new to talk about, but hopefully you'll enjoy the show. Like I said, this time I don't really have anything new to talk about. The only thing I've really been playing much of lately has been Enshrouded, which got a big patch update, they called it. I don't think it's as big as they made it out to be. They supposedly changed a ton of talents in the talent tree, and that's what I was waiting for. Apparently, last time I played was a year and a half ago, and I don't know. I would say there are some talent changes, yes, but being enough to warrant a really big deal and make a big deal out of it, I don't think so. It's a bit of a change, sure. It does play differently. Sure, I am having fun, definitely. More now, I'm starting to do some building and just doing a little bit of peeking into the final area. I don't know if I will stick to it and get to max level again, because I don't know. I might just wait until full launch. And then come back. I guess we'll see. I don't really have anything else going on other than that, so I may as well keep playing and have fun. From the newsroom. In news, they did release a launch date for Star Wars Galactic Racer. And that is, I think, October 6th, which is a ways away. And the price is the big thing that got me. It is full price at $60 for the base version or $80 for the deluxe version, which seems like a lot to me. I guess they are going more for a single player, full campaign, and then maybe some online matches as a side note, which you wouldn't really need to do. I was thinking it was going to be more the opposite way, that it was going to have like seasons, and there would be the free pass and the paid pass for the season, and then each season people would win a race and build up their racer again. But I guess that's not what they're going for, at least certainly not how they've priced it. If they were going to price it that way and do that kind of model, it would be somewhere around $30 to $40. So that's good and bad news. It's good news in that it will be probably very fun as a single player game, which would not require online matches. And for that kind of price, I'm betting most of the people will come in at launch, and probably 3 or 4 months after launch, if there is online matches, there will probably be a very, very, very small percent of people who are still playing that, because something like that, almost everybody who's interested would get it right at the start. And if you don't set yourself up for, you know, like I said, seasons and special challenges and events, nobody's going to stay interested in the online play. So, good news in that I can wait for a sale. Bad news in that if I was really looking forward to online matches and challenges with other people, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. It looks like it's more of a single player experience and focus on that, which I don't necessarily mind, but being a racing game, it's certainly not going to be high on my list in terms of order of when I'll get it. And that's really all I have to talk about this time. Like I said, I don't really have much to talk about. I have been really completely super sick the last few days, so my brain is not working too good. You might even be able to tell I don't sound right because I'm completely stuffed up and congested and sneezing and blowing my nose and constantly feeling icky. And I have chills all the time and feel like I'm freezing cold and shivering all the time, though I'm not actually shivering, so I guess that's good. But I kind of feel like a chihuahua on the inside, you know how they constantly shake? I kind of feel like that. So things are not good, and I haven't been able to do or think about much other than that. So nothing's really been going on with me lately. Hopefully by the next podcast I will be feeling better and have maybe something newer to talk about. Happy Mom's Day to all the moms. Hopefully I'll see everybody next time. Okay, thanks, bye.
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License 2026.